You're listening to CivCast on the Kyle Dempster Studios Network. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/CivCast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a new kind of half episode here of CivCast. This is Kyle here, of course. Today, I'm not joined by Dan or Valter, who are both out taking care of some important stuff in their lives. So we were going to cancel this week's episode, but it was so last minute, I wanted to give you guys something. So I figured I'd get on here solo today. So we're going to have a very special solo episode of CivCast. And don't worry, I'm not keeping you too long. We're going to do something really short. First of all, I want to recap the CivCast challenge for August. We announced the rules last week. So haven't seen anyone take compete in it yet. Maybe it's taken a little bit more time than our previous ones. But just a recap, you're picking one of the following civs to actually play. You're going to be either Australia, Brazil, Japan, Norway, England, or Spain. And those are all very, very ocean naval-based civs, people that get at least some strength from being, you know, adjacent to water. So what we're trying to do, we're having the Naval CivCast Challenge, basically. Starting age is back to normal. It was really fun to do something in an advanced era, but we're back to normal for this one. So you're going to start in the ancient era. Your opponents are going to be one of the people, or I'm sorry, your opponents are going to be all the remaining people above that you did not pick. So again, from Australia, Brazil, Japan, Norway, England, or Spain, you're choosing one, and the rest of those people are your opponents. You're going to play on Island Plates as a map, and you're going to do a small size, so that's all those six players. That's going to be a normal speed, resources standard, victory types are religious or domination. That means if you're going Spain, you know, if you're going Spain, you're going to probably want to look at a religious victory. That's sensical, at least. And domination, you got some good guys in there for that as well. Good guys and gals. And difficulty is going to be Emperor. The dates of this challenge went from last week, the 6th of August, to the 26th. That's the last Saturday of the month. It's when we typically run these guys to have them close by that point. I think this is going to be a fun one for everybody. Island Plates is not a map. I don't think we've sent you to this one before, so that's going to be pretty cool, in my opinion. I want to see how you guys handle it. I think this is going to be a fun challenge, and I'm excited to see how you guys handle it. So as a reminder, you can see these rules very nice and simple. Just go to civcast.reddit.com, and that takes you to our subreddit. This is going to be stickied right at the top of the page there. It's called August CivCast Challenge Starts Now. Hey, as another reminder, I was messing around with the website the other day, and we've always had such a large name. I have kyledempster.com. Primarily, I send everyone to kyledempsterstudios.com because we're putting everything under one umbrella. But we also, in the last couple months, I picked up civcastpodcast.com, trying to make it easy for everybody to actually, you know, find it and get to it, do all the easy stuff like that. The issue with that is that it used to send you off to the main page of the site instead of actually getting you to the CivCast podcast page. That is no more. I fixed it. So if you go and type into your browser, civcastpodcast.com, you will now be redirected directly to the CivCast page. So no more getting to the main page, then clicking around and blah, blah, blah. I want it to be easy for you guys. So we did that. So it's nice and easy now. Another shout out, that Discord is linked at the very top of the page. I'd love it if you guys went over there and joined the server. That's something I'm going to work on next. We got this awesome subreddit that's growing and growing and growing, but I'd love to encourage people to go hang out on the Discord, just because Discord's picking up more steam these days. It's going to have a video component to it pretty soon. They had another release about that lately. So that's going to be neat. That means we're not going to have to probably balance doing Discord for our audio and Skype for our video like we're currently doing now. It's a bit taxing, but Skype has crappy audio quality. It has this nasty hiss and hum in there. But yet, Discord doesn't currently offer video. So now we're going to, well, soon I should say, we're going to have both of those in one platform. Fingers crossed. Again, would love to encourage you guys to go over there and join the server. There's chat channels for you guys to hang out and text one another. There's voice channels so you guys can play games together or just hang out. I'd like to maybe start something like that, maybe just like a community hangout day. I want to maybe get in there on Friday nights or Saturdays or something and just chat with everybody and kind of a free-for-all, you know, field any questions you have about anything and everything, share stuff, whether it's video game news or anything like that. These are just kind of, this is just my platform today to give you guys a feel for things going forward. I made an easy link to it. It's a little bit different than the Civcast one I just gave you. You could type into your browser. Hopefully this is easy. It could be discord.kyledempster.com and it'll take you right there. Otherwise, if you go ahead and put in civcastpodcast.com, it's just at the top of the page in the navigation bar. You'll be able to find it there. Again, just a link to it. Hit connect, and you're all set up. So Discord's really fun. We like it. That's what we use. Hope you guys can join us over there. I know Resender from our Civcast community, he's very active on that, always sharing stuff. So I hugely appreciate when people go and, you know, do that sort of stuff. What else do we have news-wise for this week? Ooh, a call-out. Now, this is for you more computer people that want to actually build something and maybe don't pay attention to the latest news. I built my first PC this summer, so I'm really into it, and this is something I'm kind of taking up as my own little hobby, is actually staying on top of computer parts. I'm primarily Team Red, so that means AMD for anyone that's out of the loop, so I don't have any Intel or NVIDIA parts in my computer currently, and I'm very happy with Ryzen. Ryzen's AMD CPUs that came out this spring. They are a great budget CPU, and by budget, I mean they go blow to blow with Intel's products and just are much, much cheaper. So I'm really digging it. It's been great for my computer. There were some initial hiccups just because we were on like the bleeding edge of the technology back in May. But now it seems to be stabilized. Everything's great. I highly recommend you checking out Ryzen. It is a great CPU if you're looking to build a computer. But more notable than that, I should say, at least for this week, is that Tuesday the 15th, I believe, sales will go on for AMD's Vega graphics card, RX Vega, both RX Vega 56 and RX Vega 64. Now, these are to combat NVIDIA's GeForce cards. A little bit confusing as to how this is going to work out. What do I want to say here? Vega, I had a lot of high hopes for, as did the rest of the community. It doesn't seem like we're really... I don't know if I want to say that we're not going to get what we were hoping for, but I don't think that it was going to be the smashing success that Ryzen was. Ryzen really punched the market right in the face, and it did a great job. It just blew everyone out of the water. I don't think RX Vega is going to do that necessarily. Why I thought this was relevant to tie in is that AMD is always very close with Firaxis in making things. Actually, I should say 2K games in general. So they got some very, very good benchmarks going on. Benchmarks that were run on a 2K monitor, so 256 by 1440, and they were running the RX Vega 56, says it easily beat NVIDIA's GeForce GTX 1070 in Battlefield 1, Doom, Civilization 6, and even Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And when I say it beat them, for Civilization 6, the Vega 56 card got 85.1 FPS compared to the GTX 1070's 72.2. So we are looking at a, 13 FPS increase over the GTX 1070? And that's not even the top card. You could go higher. I don't know. I'm not going to lie and say I looked at benchmarks all over the board. Something to keep in mind is that not too many reviewers have their hands on these Vega cards just yet. So that's something to just be aware of. You'll want to keep on top of the news and reviews that are coming out if this is a card you're actually interested in buying. And speaking of buying, I guess we should address very quickly the most important part of this card, which is pricing. This is where I think AMD screwed up a little bit. Now, from what we've heard so far, Vega is going to be great for miners, which is a very unfortunate thing for us gamers. What AMD kind of did, at least from what I've heard online, is they did this to combat mining, and that is they packaged many of these cards into bundles, which include the following. There is you can buy straight up RX Vega 56. It comes in at about $400. Then you could get the RX Vega 64, which is air cold. That comes in at $500. There is a Vega 64 liquid cold, which is the one that I was having my eye on. It, however, is locked into a pack that comes in at $700. So again, to go back, you've got the RX Vega 56 for $400. When they put it in this pack, that goes up $100 to $500. Then the next one up is an extra $100. And then you've got this liquid cold one, which is, again, $100 more than it would retail for, but there is no version to get it outside of a pack. So what does this pack actually get you? Well, it gets you a discount if you're interested in buying Ryzen. I believe it's $100 off of that. It will also get you a rebate on a FreeSync monitor. So if you're in the monitor market, that could be good for you. As well, I believe you get both Wolfenstein 2, Rise of the Colossus, and Prey. So for me, that liquid cold card is a bit of a mix-up or a real hang-up because A, I have Ryzen, just got it prior to a bundle being announced. B, I got a monitor prior to a bundle being announced. And C, I am not interested in either of those two games that I mentioned. So that's kind of a sticky situation. This may change down the line, depending on how this card performs. We might see them become debundled by Christmas, I would hope. It'll be very interesting to see how this card performs in the hands of reviewers and consumers alike. I mean, I want it, but what's happening for me is I'm asking the good question, where does this actually, you know, stack up to an NVIDIA card? If NVIDIA decides to drop the pricing on their other cards that are in the competition range, which would be the 1070 and the 1080, if they say, hey, well, we're going to lower those, way undercut AMD with Vega, it's going to make it a very easy decision for people to say, wow, NVIDIA is absolutely the route. AMD, you guys royally screwed this up. We're not going to go this route. You've priced, your price to performance is not there. So I'm just kind of curious if we have any game builders in the audience, let us know your thoughts on this. This isn't something we usually cover, but again, since AMD is always closely tied with 2K games and they touted Civ 6 benchmarks, thought this might be useful, especially for anyone in our audience that's looking to upgrade. These cards might be out of people's budgets. However, I did just read the specs for a $400 card. I know that's a little bit pricier, not top line. It's that Vega 56, RX Vega 56, which comes in at $400. That guy was the one that got the 80-some FPS in Civ 6. So if you're someone that is looking to upgrade, this might be tempting. I don't know. You guys will have to let us know. So we covered what? The CivCast Challenge. We covered this. Hopefully we'll all be back together, reunited next week so we can share our thoughts on Nubia and all things Civilization 6 that are happening. Not sure if we're going to get any teases from Firaxis anytime soon. I'm kind of doubtful, seeing as they just had this release, but I would love some more news happening from them. So I think we'll just call it here. Reminder, website, civcastpodcast.com. That'll get you all the links to the show, whether you want to listen to it on iTunes or an Android device, whether you want to follow us on YouTube and Twitch, which I heavily encourage you to do because I love streaming to those platforms. I've been over there doing City Skylines lately, basically every night of the week around 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If that's a game you like, come check it out. Patreon. We are brought to you by our amazing patrons over there who keep giving and giving, and it is super helpful. You guys are really helping establish this network, and I'm going to start looking into more podcasts to create and do. And you know, we're meeting new cool people all the time and bringing them into the fold, and that is totally awesome. If you guys have any ideas for a podcast you'd like to see coming from the network down the line, let me know. I'm totally open to ideas. You can send us an email, that's civcastpodcast.com. You're welcome to send anything there anytime you want. There's also submission box over on the website. If you're a Redditor, you need to go join us over on Reddit. Again, that is civcast.reddit.com. We are super active over there. We kind of cut our ties a little bit with our Civ Twitter account. We just weren't using it so much. So now our focus and our eyes are over on the Reddit. I love seeing people post and chat. It's really good to see you guys interact with one another and build community there. It's very, very fun. Again, Discord, we want you to get on there, have fun, chat with us. Maybe we'll do some sort of community deals. I'm not sure how we're going to do that. Maybe do some little dealios where we get together on the weekends. I kind of teased that at the beginning of the show, but that would be awesome. So hop on that. And I'll just leave you here, guys. You have a great week. Until next time, just one more turn. You're listening to CivCast on the Kyle Dempster Studios Network. For more shows like this, visit KyleDempsterStudios.com.